is Dalit History Month, Dalit being a term used to describe historically oppressed groups under India's caste system, once called untouchables. A first-time curator is pushing back against caste discrimination that still permeates today through a new art exhibition in Oakland. KQED culture reporter Ariana Prayal has the details.
In 2022, Manu Kaur was experiencing a severe depression, one where Kaur, who is Punjabi and Dalit, says they almost lost their life.
There's just a lot of intergenerational trauma in my family. And as a result of that, there's just a lot of, you know, like mental health issues.
After Kaur recovered, they decided to celebrate their 30th birthday with a special gathering.
It was very queer. It was very trans. It was very rooted in like joy and celebration. And it gave me so much more purpose. And it kind of just showed me, like, if I can do that for myself, then I can also do it for community.
So they did. Kaur received a fellowship from the Asian American Women Artists Association, which also supports emerging non-binary curators like Kaur. With that fellowship, they curated a multimedia exhibition titled Dalit Dreamland, Towards an Anti-Caste Future. It features digital art, painting, fashion design, film, and more. And it spotlights over 30 artists who are Dalit or Adivasi, tribes indigenous to South Asia. Also artists from Afro-Indian, Indo-Fijian, Indo-Caribbean, and Muslim communities. Photographs of Kaur and their family are featured in the exhibition as well. It was the first time any of them sat for professional photos.
So that was like so meaningful to me because, you know, my family doesn't often get to be celebrated. Sorry, I'm getting emotional.
Last year, Kaur was one of many people advocating for a bill that would have made California the first state to add caste as a protected category in its anti-discrimination laws. It passed the state legislature, but Governor Newsom vetoed it last October, saying it was unnecessary on account of existing laws. For Kaur, it was a heartbreaking result.
It felt like so much grief and loss. And so I really wanted to create an event that uplifted Dalit folks and uplifted like the larger, like multiply marginalized community of South Asia.
Thanks, Diana. Hi, everyone.
At the exhibition's recent opening reception, as Kaur gave a speech, the feeling of upliftment and healing was evident.
Thank you for letting a Dalit queer femme take up all the space.
And at the dance party that followed, feelings of joy, Kaur worked hard to claim for themselves and the Dalit community. I'm Ariana Prayal, KQED News.
Dalit Dreamlands Towards an Anti-Caste Future is on view through June 10th at two Oakland venues, the Oakland Asian Cultural Center and Art Together. I'm Farida Javala Romero. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.